This is Unit 18.
Imbibe. I-M-B-I-B-E. To drink, to absorb.
Hal imbibed a little too much vodka last night.
I love to imbibe knowledge from tapes and seminars.
Imbibe. I-M-B-I-B-E. To drink, to absorb.
Impart. I-M-P-A-R-T. To make known, disclose, or to give.
Your positive attitude will impart enthusiasm to your colleagues.
A great mentor imparts wisdom as well as knowledge.
Impart. I-M-P-A-R-T. To make known, disclose, or to give.
Parochial. P-A-R-O-C-H-I-A-L. Restricted in scope. Narrow. Local.
Be open to new ideas. Get rid of your parochial attitude.
Parochial thinking is a natural consequence of isolation.
Parochial. P-A-R-O-C-H-I-A-L. Restricted in scope. Narrow. Local.
Replete. R-E-P-L-E-T-E. Full or supplied to the utmost. Stuffed.
The mall was replete with everything the holiday season could want.
Janice delivered a hard-hitting report replete with solid research.
Replete. R-E-P-L-E-T-E. Full or supplied to the utmost. Stuffed.
Wanton. W-A-N-T-O-N. Acting without restraint or discipline.
Stop your wanton spending or we'll go broke.
Such wanton cruelty, even in the name of science, is inexcusable.
Wanton. W-A-N-T-O-N. Acting without restraint or discipline.
Now, let's review the five words you have just learned.
Imbibe. To drink. To absorb. Imbibe.
Impart. To make known, disclose, or to give. Impart.
Parochial. Restricted in scope. Narrow. Local. Parochial.
Replete. Full or supplied to the utmost. Stuffed. Replete.
Wanton. Acting without restraint or discipline. Wanton.
If you haven't mastered some of the words yet, that's fine.
Go back and listen to this unit as often as needed.
Remember, you can master these words. Knowing the history of a word tells you a lot about how to use it.
Exodus, for example, was originally a Greek word meaning simply departure or exit.
In the Greek and English editions of the Bible, it became the title of the second book of Moses, which recounts the departure of the entire Israelite nation from Egypt.
So Exodus acquired the connotation of a sudden, dramatic departure of a large number of people.
If you excused yourself from a dinner meeting by saying that you had to make your Exodus now, you may sound pompous and silly.
But you could say that you feared the exodus of your entire sales staff if a new director came in, and you would be speaking with power.